Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. We're talking the Wild Duck today with Nancy.
The Wild Duck.
With Wild Nancy.
Wow, let's not even go there.
All right, let's get wild.
let's go wild.
Your papers are falling all over the place. See, it's out of control already.
Look at the program. Ooh, I know that's Lonnie's thing, so I won't do it. So I saw the Wild Duck at Point Park. I believe it runs through the 22nd. It is directed by Shirley Tannenbaum. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's a show that if you don't know classic theater, Ibsen and, you know, Arthur Miller and all that kind of, it's a tough, difficult show.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, let's laugh. Although I laughed a lot and felt sort of...
Were you the only one?
No, I wasn't the only one, but I did ask another actor that I knew that was there, is this funny at times? Because I was laughing. And then I researched it because that's my new thing. And it's technically called a tragicomedy.
Okay.
Because it's tragic, but there are funny elements. And so the basic story, which is really layer upon layer upon layer, about it basically involves a father whose son is upset about lies, and then there's more skeletons revealed, and then his friend has some secrets, and it's secret upon secret upon lie upon skeleton. It's just layers and layers all around this duck that the man is keeping in his attic that has been injured, that he and his daughter are healing. Very, very complicated. I mean, just to read the synopsis of the plot is like four paragraphs long. But it's a classic piece of theater in that it's Ibsen. So you expect it to be multi-layered. And, you know, the fundamental story is we all live with our own life lie. You know, your story.
We all have ducks in the attic.
We all have ducks in our attic, and some aren't wild. But I thought that there was a couple of things that were pretty amazing. The set, it was in a very small space. It was in the downstairs theater at Point Park, which is very small. The set was amazing. I mean, it looked like something out of an old country house in Norway. It was beautiful. The scene changes were... the one character is a photographer, and there's scene changes where these beautiful images come across and photographs come across. And, you know, I was thinking about photographs even. They're a moment that is probably a lie. You see people's perfect pictures and you're like, that's true. That's life. It's just this moment in time captured.
Right,
so that was, they didn't have selfie sticks then.
Right, and you don't know how miserable they actually are.
And you don't. And people put on, you know, that there's a quote that Relling, one of the characters, says, and I'm going to quote it so I don't mess it up. Deprive the average human being of his life lie and you rob him of his happiness. And that's what kind of happens. The one son, Worls comes in and reveals this lie to his friend Echtel, the young Echtel. And not only do lives change, but you ruin someone's life when sometimes lies are good to keep. Secrets are good to keep. And when you tell someone that their life lie is a lie. So it's so deep and so many layers and you don't know who to root for. And then somebody else comes out. It's melodramatic at times. Mm-hmm. It's really beautiful that way. But let me say the four performances that I enjoyed tremendously. The wife, Gina Echtel, played by Hayley Warfel. She had this incredible maturity, and they're so young. You know, you look at them and some of the characters are old and, you know, they have gray hair and gray beards, but you look at some of these other characters that are young And they're playing such maturity, and it's beautiful and quite talented, that young lady. Hedvig, which is the daughter, she's supposed to be 14. This girl looked 14. Now, I think she's a senior, but she was wonderful. Play Ashley Ball. Mm-hmm. Relling, played by Connor Galluli. And he's the sort of the truth person. He's the one who's going to tell you all your, whatever you need, the truthfulness to get you by, which is sort of bad and good. Right. And then Ecto, played by Ashton Guthrie. And it's just a lovely production, beautifully played out, a tragicomedy.
Right.
And, you know, my whole feeling of it, because there's so many layers and there's so many truths and so many different things going on. Oh, the set designer and the scene designer. So Stephanie Mayer-Staley and Steve Shapiro. It's a beautiful set for such a small space. You believe they're in this dining room and this party in the beginning, and then it's a house later on. And then when they show the attic, they have this sliding door and it's lit really well and the sounds are beautiful. They really use the space. You felt it was an intimate production, but you didn't feel that it was, you were confined and it was negative. It was this beautiful use of the space, set and sound and costume and direction. But I think those particular four actors, for me, I could relate to a lot of, you know, I'm sure you don't have skeletons. I have skeletons. And it was nice to...
Well, I have at least one.
We have one? Oh, that's true. Here's one right behind you.
There's two. Right.
There's two. It was just nice to see a life unfold and all the... You know, you didn't know whether he should be told the truth. Oh, and the daughter and the grandfather are going blind, which is another symbolism for...
poor people don't need anything else.
Give them more. But that's, you know, when you're blind, you're in the dark. And when you're in the dark, you don't see the light and the truth. So there's all of that. It's just so many layers. I could talk for 20 minutes about all the layers. But in general, it's just a brave and solid production that you should go see just because it's classic and it's done very well at Point Park.
See life lies that are more deceptive than your own.
Right.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.